nothing planned today, so yeah, I'm pretty much free. Flower picking? I mean, sure, but are you sure you want to go with me? If you're picking flowers for someone, shouldn't you be going with them instead? Oh, wait! I know why you're asking me to go with you. It's because I'm good at identifying the local fauna and the flora. You just don't want to do all the work. I have to say, I don't mind helping, so I'll see you then.
Wow! You really picked out a good spot. You sure this won't be considered stealing or destruction of public property, right? Oh, wouldn't want to spend Valentine's Day running away from the authorities or something. So, since we're picking flowers for a mysterious recipient who shall not be named, if you can't tell me their name, maybe you can at least share what flowers they like. There's so many different flowers here, after all. If we start from nothing, it's going to be sundown by the time we finish picking. Then you won't have enough time to spend with them. Well, okay then. Let's see. How about colors? The only thing here that's green is weeds and grass. Are you sure about that? Here, how's this? Maybe we can narrow our search down. If they don't have any allergies or pets, do you think they mind if the flowers were all they could smell until they eventually withered? Maybe? Well, we better steer clear of lilies then. Lavender and jasmines too, though I doubt you want to give someone an entire bush or tree on Valentine's. I don't know about orchids either. Just go with flowers I like? Huh? But wouldn't it be better to go with flowers they like instead? You trust my judgment that much? Well, if you say so, who knows? Maybe they'll end up liking these. I don't think you can go wrong with roses, though the thorns might be a hassle to deal with while we're picking them. Ooh, what about tulips? They're a sign that spring's on its way, but they might clash with baby's breath. Just in case they're aware of flower language, it's probably not a good idea to promise new beginnings with a perfect love story so quickly. not that you shouldn't be hopeful, but it might come off a little strong. Carnations are a good choice too. I like them a lot since they can go along with pretty much anything. We could look for white, red, and pink ones to bunch together. Ooh, there! I can see a huge patch of them to the side! Come on! Now, all that's left is to tie them together with a cute little ribbon, and ta-da! You got yourself a cute bouquet of flowers! It's perfect for conveying adoration, so you can even give it to friends! I hope they like these! You really went at it when we were picking these. hello? You're not gonna take them? They're yours, you know? Huh? They're for me? What? You can't be stupid! They're... really for me? Well then, thanks. These are really beautiful.